for Doc and Woody's Health File.
Yeah, I ran across an important piece of information, and I immediately thought of Randall because he has a tendency to overindulge from time to time. So I thought it'd be important we report this. There are some healthy things out there. However, if you OD on them, for instance, consume too much, it could be very bad.
Yeah. Of anything, really. I mean, you know, moderation is the common practice.
That's what they say, moderation.
All right. Yeah. Even moderation in moderation.
I know Randall,
I'm all ears.
I know Randall loves chocolate.
Oh, I had some of Haley's chocolate cake before I went to bed last night.
Yeah.
Hope she doesn't mind.
And you said you ate it all?
Well, there's a bit left.
Sort of. A scrap.
Yeah.
And Halloween's coming up with the candy and all that soon.
Best time of the year.
So be careful.
What do you got?
There are lots of health benefits to chocolates, but if the average person eats 85 chocolate bars in a day.
85?
You could die.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a lot of chocolate.
Oh, my God.
They also say a lot of chocolate makes you horny.
If you eat 85 chocolate bars in a day, you are not the average person.
I thought a lot of chocolate replaced.
Oh, I thought it makes you horny.
Oh, I don't know. We'll see.
But only 15 chocolate bars.
Only 15 makes you horny?
You have to have 15.
How could you move after that?
Oh, my God.
Not 80. You said how many?
85. Well, you laugh. You could eat 85.
Well, the ones that you get at Halloween, yeah, they're just those little things. We're not talking full-size chocolate bars here, I bet.
Well, 85 full-size with you.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You're making this up.
Well, you want to try it and see at Halloween? Bring in 85.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Well, those little ones? He'll be sitting there horny and useless.
There's my husband, horny and useless.
Also, you got to be careful with toothpaste.
What?
If you ate 24 tubes of toothpaste in 24 hours, you could die of a fluoride overdose.
Oh, my. Yeah.
So just be warned of.
You do have to be careful.
Yeah. Aren't you glad you tuned into the health file this morning?
Holy smokes.
Yeah. How about pepper?
What do you mean pepper?
Pepper. Cracked pepper. You know?
What about it?
A lot healthier than salt.
Fresh ground pepper. So good.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. But you know what? If you had 129 teaspoons of it, you'd die. So you got to be careful with these things.
This is all depressing.
Moderation, man.
Depressing news.
I know.
It's like, what, 8 cups?
Whatever you do, don't cut your toothpaste with cracked pepper.
I love coffee, and I was shocked to find out that, I mean, you know, if you drink 4 cups of coffee a day, they say you'll live longer. Mm-hmm. However, if you had 70 cups in one day, you'd probably die. I tell you, this is important health stuff here.
Just remember, 15 chocolate bars.
Water.
Water.
If you chugged a gallon and a half all at once, you could die.
Really?
Well, that's happened.
People have done that.
Yes, that little contest, some radio station in California.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And they had a water drinking contest to hold it in, right? That was where the Wii factor came in there. They would win the new Wii game. Huh. And a person died.
Wow.
Got to be careful. Now, this is what I mentioned in the last break, listening to the show. Mostly healthy.
Yeah, and depressing.
Yeah.
Well, how is it depressing?
This is all depressing. People dying. You can't have chocolate bars.
Listening to the show as a whole.
Is depressing.
I mean, usually, you know, you get a few laughs as healthy.
Yeah.
Your rants may be depressing, Randall.
Well, they're always depressing.
Yeah.
But, I'm horny and useless.
But we also play.
Coming up next, horny and useless.
But we also play music.
Yes, and great music.
Yes. And if you have the great music on up at around 185 decibels coming out of your speakers.
Yeah,
It would burst your lungs and cause an embolism, and likely you'd die.
Hmm.
Whoa!
So just a warning to
thanks a lot for that.
Great,
Well, that was you buried the lead there, Doc.
Well, no, that was where we were going. Just a warning.
You should have said that first.
No.
What if somebody was listening very, very loudly at the beginning?
Well, we're not singing. Our voices aren't going to kill you. It's the music.
Well, that's debatable.
Not to worry, though, because a concert's about 120 decibels.
Mm-hmm.
and your eardrums would rupture at 150.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So when your eardrums ruptured, you'd say to yourself, hey, maybe I shouldn't crank it a little higher.
Well, so, Randall was at a Saga show in a bar one time. He was right next to the speakers. How many decibels do you think that was, Randall?
Can't hear a word you're saying. I was at the Gas Works on Yonge Street. My God. What was I thinking?
Yeah,
good thing I was loaded.
I remember you came and told us. You said, hey, that Saga's really loud.
Whoa.
Because you had your ear to their giant speakers.
Unbelievable.
Stupid.
Exactly.
Doc and Woody in the morning. 106.1 Shay.